A good news reflection for Sunday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme is Honoring God with Our Hearts, and the readings are taken from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 to 2 and 6 through 8, Psalm 15, verses 2 to 5, James chapter 1, verses 17 to 18, 21b to 22, and 27, and Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 8, 14 to 15, and 21 to 23. In the Gospel reading this Sunday, Jesus chastises the Pharisees for honoring God only with their lips, while their hearts were far from him. Love was missing from their analysis of whether or not Jesus and his disciples had sinned when they disobeyed a Jewish rule about cleanliness. The rule was more important to them than the person. They had the self-righteous attitude of, "I know better than you, and I am better than you, proven by the fact that I obey the laws that you're breaking." Obedience, when motivated by a self-righteous adherence to rules, is hypocrisy. It uses the law as an opportunity to feel superior to others. A modern example might be when someone tells a priest that he is sinning because he isn't adhering exactly to the norms for Mass, as prescribed in the general instruction of the Roman Missal. If he or she doesn't stop to understand why the priest believes the adaptions are allowable and pastoral, who really is the sinner? When this happens, "In vain do they worship me," Jesus says. The meaning of the Mass has been lost. There is a hierarchy of rules and laws. Some rules change with the needs of the times. Of course, greatest importance are the commandments of God, the moral laws, which never change. All of them are supposed to help us on our journey to heaven. It is right to speak up when we witness disobedience, and we should do it, but only because we care about the sinner's spiritual growth, and only when we can handle it without ignoring or overlooking the reasons behind the disobedience. We are most successful in guiding others into greater holiness when we take the time to first understand the roots of their disobedience and then address those concerns with love. This is how we become, as the second reading says, doer of the word and not hearers only. Because, as James adds, pure religion is caring for others. The Pharisees in the gospel story didn't care about the hunger of the disciples. Here are a few questions for you to meditate upon. How do you know when you're being hypocritical in your faith? How do you handle the discovery that you've done something uncaring? Give an example of a moral law and an example of a regulation that was instituted by the church to address a specific need for a specific time. How do they differ in importance? Name one of the Ten Commandments or a teaching of the church and explain how it became an opportunity for you to become more Christ-like. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. God bless you with His abundant love today.